Welcome to Theology Simply Profound, a podcast of Reform Forum. This is episode 216.
There's no doubt that all of us are ready to stop talking about how strange this year has been. Unless we forget, it isn't getting any better. The same states that tried to cancel Thanksgiving now have their sights set on Christmas. The stockings are virtually being hung. Presents are being bought, wrapped, and sent through hazmat decontamination rooms. Communist mall Santas are denying children their wishes of Nerf guns because, you know, guns. Yep, it's going to be a bit of a thin Christmas as Nana and Papa have to sit outside the window with their faces pressed up against the glass as they criticize the quality of the turkey. Yep. Welcome to Christmas 2020, TSP Christmas Special.
Welcome back to another episode, and not just another episode. This is the very special Christmas edition of Theology Simply Profound. I'm Bob Tirillo, pastor of Westminster Orthodox Presbyterian Church in Indian Head Park, Illinois, although I'm not sure anyone would want me to announce that in this special.
Oh, no.
And with me, as always, yes, Rob is an elder here, and you can talk to him about that on another occasion. Rob serves as an elder here, but he's also a master's student at Reformed Theological Seminary in Orlando, although they might not want to take claim of him at the moment either.
Well, actually...
Announcements.
I took my last test last week. So
I'm going to have to change this opening here because I've got to scratch everything out.
You want to start again?
Welcome back to another episode.
They haven't gotten back to me. They're supposed to actually talk about the graduates. And according to what they've told me, I should receive. Well, I'll graduate this month. But okay. I'll actually walk.
You'll walk in May. In May.
So they don't have a ceremony.
So it's a very slow walk from December.
Yeah, I'm walking
until
to Orlando.
May.
I have to actually make it to Orlando. I have to walk across, and I have to carry like a piano on my back.
Why a piano?
Well, because a cross was a violation of the Second Commandment.
According to some people.
I mean, okay, some people don't think it is.
So I'm going to have to
But I just didn't want to.
So just now that Rob serves as an elder here at Westminster,
when we actually start recording.
Oh, and he's a graduate of.
When we start recording, yes.
We're just going to keep Reformed Theological Seminary in this opening forever.
Well, it's been there forever, so I'm happy to be done.
Yay. Well done.
Thank you. But this is our Christmas episode.
Yeah.
So Merry Christmas
and a Happy New Year, everybody.
Right. Just make sure you stay 6 feet apart. Keep that mask on. And
yes.
Could we just like immerse ourselves in Perel? Now, technically, I've had COVID, so I'm good.
Well, technically, yeah, you have tested positive, and you have done your appropriate quarantining, and you have gotten through all of your symptoms.
Right.
So well done.
I now walk into Walmart's and just rip my mask right off.
Well, you don't want to do that now, right?
Oh, I can't.
Because then you'll just scare everybody.
Well, for other reasons.
Yeah. Don't want to rip everything off, all right?
So, but it is, I mean, this is.
Christmas.
I mean, we joke about it. It doesn't quite feel like Christmas.
No,
I think for a lot
it is
of people,
different. Not just that, but I did see an article today on how warm it is past few Christmases. And of course, it's due to the human, this is the article, okay. Human-fueled.
Rage? Human food.
Everyone's so angry. There's this heat coming off of us.
That I would believe.
No, it was human fueled global warming, that the climate change that,
really?
That was being argued. I'll agree that it's warmer. I don't know if it's human fueled, but it's definitely warmer than than I've ever had before in Chicago.
Well, when it's 2 degrees with a wind chill of -15, let's ask those same people
in January.
Next week. I mean, yeah, it is currently about 25. Today it's 25 degrees higher than it would normally
be. 54 degrees. 50, is the high today.
I'll take it. And there's right now,
and it's sunny.
There's people in Arizona and Florida going, "That's cold. What are you talking about?" You know? I'm like, no, we'll take this in December.
Take this, take the dog out for a walk. You know, this is Tippy almost got you today. I mean, she was like,
she was
so
she's
excited.
In a festive mood.
She is in a she's got a tree out there. I mean,
she has her own tree.
She's got.
Wow.
That I did not say.
Well, okay. All right.
No, but she's got a tree that she gets to, you know, smell and sniff and all that kind
of
stuff.
And what else? And what else did the dog do to the tree?
Thankfully, it's a female dog. She doesn't do anything like that to a tree.
Not when you're looking.
Well, but she does have another watering bowl. She drinks out of it.
Okay. Oh, the sugar water in the...
We don't put sugar in it. No, that'd be bad for the dog. Maybe the tree too. I don't know.
Growing up, actually, we had till I was about, 12, we would get a tree every year and we put sugar water in that, and it was supposed to help. I don't know if it did. I just noticed we would put sugar water in it. And we didn't, we had a cat, our cat didn't drink out of it, but our cat would climb the tree, which was a pain.
Yes. That's when you have to like secure the tree and, you know, make sure nothing happened, fall over.
We just had squirt guns that
squirt
we just
guns
shot,
just
the cat.
Shot the cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that when you learned how to shoot, you know, in the target practice?
Oh, let me tell you. And the other thing is that the cat, you'd walk in and she'd have one of those really long piece of tinsel. Remember the tinsel that you had to put on the trees?
Yeah, that's considered
dangerous. No, I can't do that now because it's global warming. And we've learned this, having had cats.
Yes.
My wife, I love animals. I love dogs.
Yeah, but you always have an affection for cats, yes.
And we had one cat that ate some wrapping paper. Mm-hmm. And we didn't know that that's what happened. But she was in a lot of pain and was a bit constipated.
Yes.
And this is Christmassy, isn't it?
Yeah, all of a sudden, we got real serious here.
So, I mean, spoiler alert, she'd be okay.
Yeah.
So we took her to the vet, and we found out that this is like for dogs as well, but cats especially during Christmas time, it's like high mortality. Mm-hmm. Watch your cats.
Yep.
But I remember growing up with our one cat, we'd walk in, and she'd have half the tinsel down her throat. We'd have to pull it out. So it's like, but
well,
I mean,
I've heard of scenarios where there's, you know, some on one end, some on the other end.
Well, I think that... That might have happened. I don't know. But yeah, so we put the sugar water in the thing. I don't know if it ever.
Did you guys ever go out and cut your own tree down?
I don't remember. I remember going to the lot. I mean, I grew up in the city, so we would go to the lots that would have all the trees. So I do remember that. And we have like one, maybe two memories of that. Mm.
That we would go out and do the cutting down all the way up until we moved out of Connecticut. We tried it one year here. And tried to find a place in Illinois to cut your own tree down.
Right, because you're a murderer. Go on.
And it just didn't work. We had to go like an hour away, and it was really expensive, and they weren't really good trees.
Yeah,
which is completely different.
You don't do that.
Yeah, well, that was.
Well, you could have gone to Indiana. Didn't you go to Indiana?
Well, we didn't know that like that was a thing yet. You know I mean,
you're allowed to cross the border.
No,
yeah, it sounds like Illinois.
No, that going into Indiana was like a or into Michigan. I've learned some people make a day trip out of it. They'll go into Michigan.
That's true.
And do essentially what we did, but it was only like 10 minutes away
because see, the thing is, in Indiana, when you go to cut down a tree, it's actually just a giant stalk of corn.
That's all it is.
Yeah, it's just
is that
big,
what it is?
Big
and then you decorate
corn.
The corn.
You decorate the corn. That's right. You have to go all the way to Michigan if you want the better trees.
To get an actual evergreen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just right around the lake.
Corner
of the lake.
In Indiana, you get that, and then you put it, you let it dry out, and then you have popcorn.
Right. Well,
see,
win-win. Win-win. So now because you're in Chicago and you can't go and murder your own tree, you had to do what we in Chicago do. You hired somebody.
I did.
You get a guy.
Yes.
You hire a hitman. You send him out to get you a tree.
Well, he's already done the job. And I just pick it up.
Hey,
you know,
whatever you got to tell the cops, maybe.
I just go and I look and I say, hey, which one is best? And he points it out. I say, you know, and that's the one I take home.
Do you pick it up and like... Smack it on the ground to see if all the needles fall off?
No, but you know, you brush it around a little bit, shake it.
You wait till you distract them and then you pop it on the ground.
You even let them put it on your van and you take care of it. And then, hey, you're good.
So now you got it.
Give them a little cash under the table.
You're happy?
Yeah.
Well, again, that's Chicago way. You've acclimated well.
And listen to this.
Yeah.
He's from the UP. He's coming from the UP, so he's an out of towner.
UP of Michigan or
UP Michigan? Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, yeah. No, and they got great trees, so and they're just outside of Trader Joe's. Hey, we're doing all these advertising.
Just outside, in the back, in around the back, corner, around near the dumpster.
You hand a little of this, dumpster. A little of that, and you get yourself a tree.
Does he have a giant trench coat that he opens up and there's trees just in the trench coat?
Sorry,
you got to pick one up?
No.
You want to buy a tree?
I like a tree a little bigger than that.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know how big this guy is. He might be huge. So Merry Christmas. So you got your tree. Mm-hmm. Now we have pretty much had fake trees since I was about 12.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I think I've gone to people's your house and, mm-hmm. and you know, there's that smell and I get it. But it's just, you know.
Yeah. I'm not sure how much longer the missus is going to want to have a regular old tree.
Okay.
So, you know, the cleanup, that's all.
Yeah.
You know, needles do go everywhere.
With real trees, definitely. Mm-hmm. Needles go everywhere. With fake trees, they also lose needles, which is funny.
Well, why get a fake tree then?
Well, they don't lose them quite as much.
Oh, okay.
But still, it is.
Every year you have to go back and get another one?
No. I mean, they'll last about 10 years. But, you know, when you get to your 7 or 8, you're putting it up and then you're looking at the ground. It's like, man, it's like a real tree.
Yeah.
It's true. It's true. So have you now, of course, mm-hmm. we understand that, you know, that this year, obviously, as we've been saying, it's a little different.
A little different.
So I assume, did you go out and get your red and green detox spray, like the holiday spray, like Merry Christmas?
Like a Purell spray or something?
Right. Well, it like comes when you buy your hazmat suit. They mm-hmm. give you this red and green Christmas detox spray.
But in preparation for this very serious question mm-hmm.
yes,
and
well,
this
yeah.
very serious episode that yeah, we are safe, safe doing,
Christmas.
I did a little research here.
Did you?
You know,
okay.
I just typed in red and green detox spray.
Sure.
And well there is such a thing, Rob.
Is there? Well, of course there is.
They come separately. There is the Green Tox, an official site,
okay.
and this
right.
has to do with superfoods.
Different.
The detox is a little different than what I think you were thinking about. This
was,
is an internal detox.
Okay, that's not what I was speaking of. But
and
you know,
and the red and the green all has to do with food.
Okay.
Green foods and red foods. I'm thinking maybe beets or cranberries, and then lots of green, healthy like stuff. I don't know what you are thinking of, but that's what
the internet is thinking about.
Of
detox that I was actually speaking
yeah,
of.
Yeah, but, no. We have our hand sanitizers. I think this is what you're going with.
That's more what I was going with.
Yeah. We have our hand sanitizer. We actually have some hand sanitizer from Wyoming that smells like leather.
That's really okay.
I will let you have some. You were asking about Wyoming the other day.
And sure
I will let you have some so you can have a whiff of Wyoming. Let me tell you, it is not that pleasant.
Well, it depends on what part of Wyoming.
Well,
I mean,
let
if it's
me just
the barn
say, whatever
from the buffalo,
part it is,
I mean,
it is not pleasing.
And you want me to have that. Well, aren't you just Santa?
Hey, bringing the cheer.
You are. You are bringing the cheer. Okay. Not quite sure how to move on from that, but so
reindeer.
Detox. What I was thinking of was, you know, we for our church, we had to do that basically that we had to nuke the sanctuary.
Yeah, yeah.
With that mm-hmm. stuff that mm-hmm. like you and there's like generations of bugs that have yet to be born that just died. Mm-hmm. When that happened, because it just completely nukes the whole place.
Yeah.
And that's what I was talking about.
Oh, is that what you're talking
because
about?
Because I figure that according to, you know, we have to follow state, we have to follow state guidelines, of course. And state guidelines basically are that you anybody that's in the house has to have a hazmat suit, be about 15 feet away from each other.
What state do you live in?
All presidents, Illinois. All presidents have to go through a three-day quarantine. Sorry. So you throw it across the room, mm-hmm. not to the person can't catch it. You throw it across the room so it lands near the person, and then it has to sit there for 3 days.
I bought nets for the kids so that they can catch
like
them in
lacrosse.
Nets. Yeah, kind of like that,
okay,
but
right,
a little bit
right.
you know more bigger so that they can good. You know catch the bigger presents.
Right, well, it's right. good. That's yeah. thinking ahead so you don't break stuff. Okay, yeah. But then they have to lay them down and wait 3 days.
Well, no, we have one of those. Infrared things
okay.
that you can put you
right,
can put
right,
the presents
yes.
in and
yes.
it will okay. sanitize with infrared.
Okay, those are called microwaves. Go on.
Is that what that was?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you want to open up that that camera after that. And please tell me you're not getting the kids a puppy.
But it will ruin the chocolates.
Safety.
It will ruin the chocolates.
It would. Definitely would. Yeah. Well, and again, you know, as I said in my opening, you know, Nana and Papa's going to have to sit outside the window and just with their noses pressed up. And
well, that's kind of no joke because a lot of there are going to be a lot of people that are.
Are these drive by Christmases where people are like driving by and then they're beeping their horn and people are opening the door?
Are people doing that this year?
Well, yeah, I've heard people are doing that. Just call. You know what I mean?
Just call. Say.
No, I mean, people are tired of. I'm tired of screen.
Yeah.
My meetings on Zoom and Teams and Skype and all the rest.
But we will be doing that this year. I mean, moving here, we moved away from family in every direction.
Right.
So it'd be something we would do anyway. But sometimes we have. Family come in from those places, but that's not happening this year just because of travel, not restrictions, but just recommendations. And, you know, grandparents, they're older and, you know, they're trying to be a little bit more careful.
Right.
So we will be doing the Zoom and enjoying FaceTime with, I guess, although that's a registered trademark now, isn't it? Enjoying screen time with someone else's, you know, looking at someone through the screen. Yeah.
That's true. Well, I don't think that there's going to be some sort of lawsuit against you FaceTime.
No, I'm just checking.
You're just giving them publicity.
Credit, yeah. I didn't actually mean to say FaceTime. I didn't mean to reference Facebook.
I just said Zoom and Teams and Skype. Those are all.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, and I want a check from each one of those places. So have you watched any movies yet? Christmas movies?
No.
Really? Okay.
No.
Yeah. I've watched a couple. Have you? Yeah.
Which ones?
Elf, started with Elf, and then Die Hard.
Okay, yes.
And I did watch Shop Around the Corner.
I haven't heard of that one.
Shop Around the Corner, 1940.
Sorry, man.
Okay, it is Jimmy Stewart.
Oh.
I think it's Kim Novak. Oh, my, I'm not going to be able to remember who the lady is.
How is it? I mean,
it's actually,
everyone knows Jimmy Stewart for the one Christmas movie that everyone loves, right? It's A Wonderful Life. But what is this an actual Christmas?
This is actually, well, it was a play. It was a play. It's set in Budapest at Christmas time. And it's the movie, I think we talked about this one here. It is the movie that You've Got Mail was actually based off the same movie/play.
That concept.
Where in this movie, because it's like, again, 1940 Budapest, and Jimmy Stewart is corresponding to this woman that he got through the papers. They correspond. They send letters to each other, but it was through an advert in the newspaper. And that's so they're. But of course, as in You've Got Mail, they end up knowing each other and hating each other in real life.
Yeah.
But then through these letters, they love each other. Mm-hmm. It's a fantastic movie. I love
it. So it's kind of just like is it comedy too? Remain a comedy?
A little bit.
A rom-com?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, it's got the same tone as It's Wonderful Life as far as. If you want to, I don't know if you look at that as a comedy. I don't think it is, but it had some lighthearted moments. Mm-hmm. Shop Around the Corner is the same way.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a really good movie.
But now the other two, you know, Elf is just hysterical.
Yeah.
And Die Hard is just the ever-present Christmas. Christmas action film that.
I did try to talk Melody into watching Gremlins the other day, but she refused.
Well done, Melody. Well done.
I have to watch it by myself.
Did she watch the other two with you?
She watched Elf and Die Hard. Okay. She likes Shop Around the Corner, but that's, she likes some older movies. I'm a big old movie person and stuff like that. So,
yeah, well, it goes along with age. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm only a few years older than cow. How old do you think I am?
Well, let me know.
Don't answer that. Isn't it odd that there hasn't, like, when it's Easter time, there's on TV, there's going to be the Ten Commandments is going to be on. You think, well, why is the Ten Commandments? Well, it just is.
Right.
They do all these biblical movies at the time. Like Ben-Hur is going to be on. Mm-hmm. And then of course, you know, they've got several movies that about the crucifixion, about Christ. You know, the Passion of the Christ is probably on now, but
there's nothing about
blockbuster. I'm kind of thankful, but there's no blockbuster birth movie. There's no Christmas movie. I mean, there are.
Peanuts.
Well, yes.
Charlie Brown's Christmas, isn't that one?
It's close. It's close. Okay. Not really. I'm looking at more
Cecil looking at biblical narrative.
Kind of.
Okay, you're looking at biblical narrative.
Right. Well, they do exist. I mean, they did make them, but.
They're just not big hits the way
they
are.
Yeah, they weren't
the
big
blockbusters. Not Charlton Heston.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, I'm really surprised.
Herod.
He was Moses.
I know, but.
And bring him in
as Herod, right? Or John the Baptist.
Well, who would play? See, but if they did it now, who would play Herod now?
Hmm.
you know, Dwayne Johnson?
Too young.
Too young. Okay. I thought too bad of an actor, but,
Russell Crowe, maybe
Russell Crowe. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's hard, you know, the whole gladiator thing, but,
well, yeah, that's right.
Okay. But, well, you know, we can have, we can have listeners, write in and let us know.
You want your listeners write in. Is who, it, the cast who would play Herod?
Who would, well, the cast of the Birth of Christ.
Actually there was a movie a couple years ago.
I know there have been some, but just not.
Yeah.
Not ones that were huge and then have become part of the culture that, like at Easter, we have all these biblical movies that, you know, I mean, I would love for that kind of a movie, if they're going to do them, to actually have somebody that really knows the Bible.
Yeah.
That'd be
and
nice.
Do it well. And if any, I mean, that's one that you could actually do without having any Second Commandment violations.
Right. You could do that. Yeah, that is possible. Mm-hmm. Hollywood, there's no way they would allow themselves to not do that. But still, it could be done. So I meant, and of course, whenever Christians say we're going to do a movie, it's okay. It's good try. you know, it's like, taking the majority of CCM music and then putting it up against what we understand as the best of the secular music. And it's like, oh, there's only about three of you that should be doing that.
Yeah, I mean, it could be done. You know, I mean, because there's a good narrative there, right? And you can have some adventure. You have some, you know, I mean, everyone knows the outcome. But, you know, you can have some Old Testament.
Spoiler alert.
You can do some Old Testament history, right, to lead up to it. And
I'd like to put my name in for Gabriel.
Okay.
Well, growing up in the kids... the church play that we did every year, I was always Gabriel.
Huh. Always.
Always. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's kind of like my part.
Yeah. Here come the crickets.
So I'm just saying, we talked about last time. I want to be an actor.
Did you get lifted in?
No.
As an angel?
Did
you have a light
over
Creek. Your head or how'd that, did you just walk in?
I just kind of stood up. I was behind the piano. Like it was where the stage was, I don't know, the baptismal really. And I just kind of popped up.
Did you
up
come out of the water?
And I that would have been awesome. No. Because we have this, because you know, the baptismal is underneath like a platform.
It is.
And then, yeah. And then that's where.
Does it rise up on like when hydraulics?
You take the top off.
Okay. I know you did. I didn't. I'm asking
more middle class area here. Okay. You think. Mr. Richie Rich Liberal Episcopal Church that had hydraulics on their baptismal?
We don't have a baptismal, just a font.
What'd you need hydraulics for then?
To get it up out of the stage. Or do you just like have a floor and then a hole and you like jump into it?
You walked in. There were stairs. You walked.
All right.
You walked in. You put the thing off and then you walked in.
Okay.
And I swam. You know, I remember when I got baptized, I swam across.
Was it warm or cold water?
It was warm,
okay.
Actually.
That's good of them to do.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, although, you know, when you're, 11, you don't really care. Uh-huh. It doesn't matter. But, yeah, so they need, I think it's going to be interesting. I'm not saying they should. I'm just saying I'm surprised that there isn't a, here is, I'm again, I know they've made a few of these. Mm-hmm. Don't write in and say, no, they've done this already. No, but they haven't done a blockbuster, really good one where it's just, everybody, you know, makes
you should do a
$2 billion
right now for Mel Gibson to do one.
Well, he's busy doing the post Passion of the Christ movie. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Well, next time we have lunch, I'll talk to my good friend Mel.
Your good friend Mel, right? Yeah. I mean, he could do it in the original languages and stuff. The way he's done other things.
That, actually, you know, it is kind of interesting that he didn't do it. I mean, it does seem like.
Yeah, I mean, the crucifixion certainly is a bit more.
You know, I mean, he's in between racist rants and drinking. His time's filled up.
Yeah, I guess so. But he is. He did do Fat Santa. Did you see his new movie?
No.
He plays Santa Claus.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's called Fat Man.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will look
you
that up.
You haven't seen that up
no,
yet?
No, I have not.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's.
No, I have not.
The trailer. It's like this, you know, shoot 'em up and Santa's, you know, a little drinking a bit and it's Mel Gibson.
Is this a documentary?
No.
Okay. just checking. I will go.
And he's down in the dumps. He can't make his payments. And, so he takes on an extra work, you know, for his workshop. He has the elves making weapons for the U.S. military. But in the meantime,
this
there's
is 2020.
A kid, in the meantime, there's a kid who just, you know, didn't,
don't spoil it for me.
Oh, all right. All right, I'm done.
I woke up the trailer. Oh, that's pretty good.
Okay. Fat man.
Someone get us off this subject.
What?
I'm curious. Are you a Black Friday person? Have you been a Black Friday person?
Meaning, does that mean do I go out and shop on Black Friday?
Yes. Regularly? I know it's kind of changed a bit, but traditionally, have you been a Black Friday person?
Never. No.
See, I didn't. I wasn't until about 8 or 9 years ago. And then my sister-in-law talked my wife and I into getting up at 3 a.m. and going. And it was very much a cultural experience. It wasn't, I mean, we did buy, get some Christmas
more
shopping
like a
done.
Cultish cultural. This is like confession.
It was a
here.
Strange
Speak
experience.
To me,
yes. And, don't you need the little wooden thing between us with the screen?
No, that's a different confessional. This is radio confessions.
And, but you'd go on. So I'm out there, it's like 4 a.m. and I'm standing outside in a line and I'm like, why are we out here?
You don't even drink coffee. My goodness.
Like, look at all the idiots, and I'm one of them.
But you said you did this like 8 years ago. That means you've been doing this every year?
Well, we haven't really done the last couple of years, but we did it about 4 or 5 years in a row.
Oh, my goodness.
And then, like,
What's wrong with the stores?
Well, we don't have, it's not this type of show. And, but we've had, the retail has actually destroyed Black Friday. Black Friday used to be kind of a cool thing. You know, you get up at 3 a.m, you go out.
Did you say retail or the internet?
Well, the retail.
Go ahead.
Because then they started having, you know, then it started doing it on Thursday, and then it was Cyber Week, and then it was all, you know.
And the Cyber Monday.
It's just Black Friday is completely gone. And I was looking on the internet, and it had this picture from 1970.
The intro thingy.
Where it was like Christmas, and some toy had been released. Mm-hmm. And people were going for it, and it was just this sea of people that were. And I remember, not that I received one, I did not. Melody did a Cabbage Patch Kid. That was not. Uh-huh. I obviously did not care about Cabbage Patch Kids at that time. First of all, I'm a boy, but I think I was 9 at the time.
Yeah, so, no, I remember Cabbage Patch Kids.
But I remember watching TV and watching all the people literally ripping it in half. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know. How bad is 2020 that, like, I long for things like that? Like, oh, I remember
Wait,
the time.
You want a Cabbage Patch Kid?
Yes. Well, half. Just one
ripped
in half.
You want to rip one in half.
No, just going out into stores and actually not. And that's the thing.
So
I don't really go to malls, interacting
with people shoulder to shoulder, the stampede. Well, just, that has happened.
The Christmas thing. Yeah.
That has happened. There was a story about. I don't remember the store. I only remember that it was a stampede to get into a store to get a particular type of video game player, like an Xbox, but not
right.
an Xbox.
Yeah,
the new version of such and such.
The Switch. Is that Switch now?
I don't know if it was. Like I said, I don't remember. But the store didn't even have any. So it was either like they advertised and they didn't get it in when they were supposed to, but people got hurt.
Yeah, no, that's never good.
I mean, that's. Yeah, I think I use that as a sermon illustration, not that in particular thing, but a sermon illustration at one point of, you know, gratuitous greed that comes out in this season of the year. And in particular on Black Friday, when people are always just, you know, the day after Thanksgiving.
Right.
People are going out with gratuitous greed and hunger and covetousness and just going after and you read stories of people being hurt, people being suffocated or crushed against walls.
I know, and that's all. It really is awful. It really is.
Oh, my goodness.
And you're right. Those are great illustrations of greed.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, I've never, going out the 4 or 5 years that Melody and I would go with my sister-in-law, I never saw that. I never was in, it was always just people standing in line. I mean, I knocked a few people out, but I mean, come on. You know, I deserved that mini TV. No, I never saw any of that.
Yeah, and no, I hear you.
But then
I
you hear, but, yeah. but all day long, you get back in your car and you turn on the news and you hear about something that happened somewhere. Yeah. But we never would. And we'd always, and we'd do lunch and then we'd go see a movie. And it was like this, it was just kind of a family thing that we all did. But now that's completely destroyed.
Yeah. I mean, I mean, there was a sense of there, right? There was the must have such and such a thing. And that's what you're saying you miss, right? The must have toy.
Yeah. Know, just that anticipation just,
of something coming under the Christmas tree. Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And if, as long as, especially when you're a kid, if you were able to do this and you come out and your gifts are under the tree, mm-hmm. and what do you do as a kid? You see which one, you count them. Because it's and if you've got siblings, you count theirs because we gotta make sure,
yeah.
gotta make sure,
make sure they're equal.
But as long as those things aren't open, mm-hmm. They are everything that you want them to be, and then you open them, and it's socks and underwear. So
dreams dashed.
That's right. that is true. But then, you know, a lot of times, I mean. That's true, and maybe we always need to be careful mm-hmm. that with the children that we're not they're not so focused on the presents that this time of year mm-hmm. that's what makes it or breaks it.
Oh you know? Yeah,
and that can be hard sometimes. Mm-hmm. But there's always like I do look back at some you know 3 or 4 gifts that I mm-hmm. got mm-hmm. With you know even now and it's like oh, I remember when I opened that
yeah.
Yeah, you forget about all the stuff that, you know, you didn't really care about mm-hmm. or even the stuff that you liked at the time, but, you know, you outgrew. But there's always, you know, one or two that, mm-hmm. that it's like, oh.
It stood out. Yeah.
yeah.
What were, can, oh, you, for can, me, can you remember? I actually don't remember any of mine.
Now, I have that kind of a memory. Yeah. I can remember.
Yeah, I don't, unfortunately.
It was actually, my mom tricked me, which is very unlike her to actually do. Normally she would just wrap. Well, normally, mm-hmm. she got me 3 Star Wars ships.
Oh,
and she took them out of the packages, mm-hmm. which you know at the time I didn't care about, but now it's like, what are you doing? You took them. I'm kidding. I'm really.
I could have saved that. They'd be worse.
You took it out of the box. What are you doing? I'm kidding. But she had taken them out mm-hmm. of the packaging and she had put them in a JCPenney clothes box.
Ah,
so and she wrapped.
Gotcha.
And yeah. so you know, I'd already. This is of course the last thing that I'd open up, mm-hmm. and I had already opened up. The other stuff, and it was like, you know, okay. And so she's like, well, here, you know, open this one. And I'm like, and I open up and I'm like,
without much expectation,
you know, he's JCPenney.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah.
Great. It's a flannel shirt. You know, that's all you can think of. Then I opened it up mm-hmm. and you know, it was the pod car from Cloud City, kind of the least of all the ships, but still cool. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it was X-Wing Fighter. Which is like
that's pretty, cool. And that's a pretty good one.
The snow from Hoth from Empire Strikes Back, mm-hmm. the snow speeder, which is actually my favorite ship. Mm-hmm. And it was like, and I was
do you
totally
still have,
surprised.
Do you still have any of them?
I stole the snow speeder.
Nice. Snow speeder. That's great.
I did not have the other two. I don't know what happened to them. But.
Uh-huh. I had a few figures.
I
don't remember getting them, but
right.
I remember having them. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was, and you just think, but again, all those other things, you know, and, while, you know, for there are, I mean, I know people that will say, you know, that, well, they don't want to take the attention away from Christ. Mm-hmm. So they don't do gifts. It's like, well, that's fine. If that's what you want to do, that's fine. But I mean, you know, it is that it's kind of the time of year. Mm-hmm. So and that's how we grew up. Mm-hmm. And, the presents at the time of Christmas do not take away for my love for Christ.
Yeah.
So I think, well, we have to be careful about greed all year round.
Absolutely.
You know, that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's not just now, but yeah, that's a fond memory for me.
Yeah. I mean, we were talking to the kids, you know, we're pretty late in the game with gift giving and buying. So, you know, some years it's, you know, all year round, you're kind of like, oh yeah, they pick that up. Little things. Here. Mm-hmm. We've never been, had done really huge Christmases with our kids. And usually like a nice hardback book would be one special gift. Mm-hmm. And then stockings are a big thing in our family. And so the stockings get filled with like candy or little gifts and sometimes even wrapped gifts. But we asked, and the kids have been so kind of just busy with school. They kind of just mm-hmm. said, just being home with family. It was like
what's wrong with your children?
I know. I know.
I think they just wanted a big giant bottle of Perel.
That doesn't mean there isn't a large list that goes along with it, but we're just really looking forward to being home with family.
See, I did not realize
that. You didn't realize that they were smart.
Your children are. They're like, we just want to be with you, Dad. We love you. By the way, I'm going to slide this across the table. Just look at it later.
Yeah,
think about the fact that we want to be with you because we love you. Brilliant kids. It's like I trained them.
Movies and, watching movies together, playing games. Those are the things that, as long as they get the gifts too. My one kid is, he has a particular board game he really wants, and I doubt it's an expensive one. I doubt he's going to get it.
I thought he wanted a particle collider.
Particle collider? That would be, if he could work, with one. He's hoping to get an internship.
Something that he could bring about fission?
Yeah.
I think, isn't that what he wants?
Yeah, he wouldn't mind doing that.
Okay.
One of these days. I'm surprised he hasn't built a reactor yet.
What I'm talking about. Hey, Bob, didn't you used to have a garage?
Yeah, no. He's more in the mind than he is in the hands. That's the thing we're more learning.
Okay.
So research as opposed to actual engineering.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's a new thing. That
everybody
we're kinda,
has to play to their strengths.
Yeah. I mean, a research physicist.
Sure.
Yeah.
You can tell other people things up.
That's exactly right.
It's like a dictator.
Using math to figure the world out, right?
Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
That's essentially physics. I mean, in my dull way of thinking.
Well, and Katarina wants a unicorn.
She has one. What are you talking about?
I'm sorry.
I mean, it's there. She's already got one.
You know what? There's people that are laughing right now thinking, ha, ha, ha. No, she really does.
No, she really does.
She really does.
Actually. So, I mean, she's got the imagination create things.
To her, that unicorn is there.
Oh, dear. Yeah, no, she's the unicorn. Oh.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, that's not encouraging. That doesn't help.
Not at all. Okay.
And it's for us, it's a very thin family Christmas, which is just a couple of us, like one of my brothers. And
for us, that's the same way. Yeah.
So we're trying to follow the governor's guidelines. Mm-hmm. Melody and I are just going to like take separate vacations.
Go separate places.
Yeah. We're going to go to different like cabins.
Oh,
by ourselves.
So separate.
Yeah. That way we're distanced from each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll have some marriage counseling later.
Won't help.
Won't help. Yeah. No, we're not, like I said earlier, we're not having family coming in. Just because everyone's so distanced anyway.
Yeah, we kind of opened up where I was saying that it doesn't feel.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like Chris, it really is. It really is. I mean, eventually this ends. It does.
It will.
And more crises can come up then, but this will end at some point.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so we're in a season a year where people start to think more of the language of Christmas. And when people do that, if you're Christian, you start thinking about the nativity. You start thinking about the narrative and the history of Jesus Christ, God, Son of God, entering into this world, right? I've come to the point where we celebrate that primarily culturally, right, as a nation, we have a Christmas tree which has nothing to do with Christianity, and we have gifts that really has nothing to do with Christianity, or the birth of Christ on December the 25th. I'm sure there's people that would argue otherwise that, we should do this because of Christ's birth. But we also do think of these things in a Christian way because, Christ did come into this world and he did, God did become man.
Right.
And this time of year, we think about Emmanuel. We think about the Son of God becoming man. And that's a good thing to think about too, right? But not just this day or not just this part time of year. And, I'm bringing us low, Rob. Sorry, we're all silly and stuff. And I think it's good for us to do both, right? To enjoy the season, and enjoy the really fun and silly music that we can enjoy and, have fun with gifts and enjoy the outdoors and all the things that come and with Christmas in America, right? Very traditional kind of things, mm-hmm. White Christmas, Holiday Inn, those kind of movies and Bing Crosby and, Anyhow, but at the same time, think about the birth of Christ and think about the gift that was given. And for me, I love thinking about Simeon waiting for the gift to come and him embracing the child, Jesus, and holding Christ and all that. That's just wonderful, beautiful, glorious stuff that God has given us that we can dwell upon and be thankful for, even while we're being, you know, just gay and merry in the sense of just silly, cheerful, having fun with family, and if we're able to, and having a hope at the same time because we have Christ.
I think a lot of people are going to have more of a subdued Christmas this year, not just because of how it feels, but because of just restrictions.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's I think we can look at this, not that the pandemic is anyway a good thing, but you know, it's a good thing to be able to say, you know what, this time of year is so busy usually. Mm-hmm. And because a lot of people are just staying home and they're not going out, or travel is just not as long as what they're doing. It's going to give people the opportunity to relax, to, you know, everybody's waiting for this year to end. And we're finally getting to the place. I think there is a psychological help. Mm-hmm. When we get to January 1st of 2021.
New Year's going to be a whole new world.
I mean, and I think it's a good thing to actually say, you know what, we're done with that year, even though we have a lot that we have to deal with now. Mm-hmm. But, I'm so glad that there's going to be this relief. And I think that as we've said with this, as we've been talking about the fruit of the Spirit, we just finished that. And it's telling us, what is the Holy Spirit doing in our lives? What is the Holy Spirit creating within us so that we might live and be more and more like Christ.
Yeah.
And being able to exercise those fruits that the Spirit is giving us is, Lord willing, an example to other people during this time that they'll maybe ask us, how are you handling this so well? I mean, it's driving me crazy and I can't take this anymore. So, well, I'm handling it this well because God has given me the strength to handle it this well.
Yeah.
And it can lead us to the place where we can say, I mean, think about the time of year it is. Why do you think we have Christmas? What a great opportunity. We talked a couple of years ago when we did our annual Christmas special about how I'm all for there being as much decoration as there is all over the place, there being as many Christmas carols in whatever shops you go to. Yeah, there's going to be the silly songs as well. But I mean, when you go into a store and all of a sudden they're playing Joy to the World.
Yeah.
The Lord has come.
Right.
It's a time of year,
or
that,
at least the
that,
tune.
That, well, that's yes, but everybody, but yeah. most people know the
recognize
words.
It. You're right.
At least the first line, and it gives us an opportunity to have an easier segue into witnessing, and it focuses everybody to think about Christ. They might be thinking, yeah, I don't believe. You know, sure, Jesus was a nice person, and I know this. You know, this is an older religious holiday. But they're still thinking about Christ. Mm-hmm. So, you know, yeah, it's been a painful year, but let's praise God that He's going to create opportunities that maybe those people that we have prayed for years and they've never been open to talking about anything, maybe just maybe God will use this to open up their understanding and open up their hearts, and that He will bring more people to His kingdom, even through times that we'd rather not have to deal with. Mm-hmm. But praise be to God. But He will save His people, and His kingdom will conquer all.
All right. Well, thanks again for being with us on another episode of Theology Simply Profound. This most special episode of 2020. The last episode of 2020.
The last live episode.
The last live episode.
Well, the last recorded episode of 2020.
Oh, live. Yeah.
Live recorded. New episode.
The last recorded episode of 2020 for The Robin Bob Show.
Yes.
Well, you know where you can find us, reformforum.org, with all the wonderful resources there that Reformed Forum has, Reformed Academy, and the other podcasts as well. also the congregation that Rob and I serve, westminsteropc.org, for other OPC congregations in Chicagoland, chicagoreformed.org, or simply go to opc.org to find out more about the denomination as a whole. Rob, what are we doing next time?
The next 2 weeks, we're going to be reissuing the first two episodes of our Pilgrim's Progress series. And then we're going to open up into January. We're going to do some interviews. And eventually, we're going to start up a new series where we're going to pick up the second part of Pilgrim's Progress with Christiana and the boys.
All right. Once again, thanks for being with us on this silly and serious episode of Theology Simply Profound. Until next time.